Hello and welcome to another lesson of mental health and the forever person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math of the School of Light. This is Pastor Deborah, your teacher, here in the School of Light and for this course. This is lesson number 7. What causes an unhealthy kingdom of a human system? And we are going to get started with more light, more learning. So let's begin. These lessons are just to begin to help you consider different concepts about yourself and others. For you are so loved, so valuable, and so important to humanity. No matter your race, sex, no sex, gender or no gender, your culture, your faith, your community, your history, or traditions. So if you are ready to learn, keep listening and watching. First, the kingdom of you began healthy, at peace within itself, and all parts in righteous and proper order. The forever person was the king of the kingdom within, not only of its own thoughts and words and deeds, but it was to have a helpmate, the soul, that was to help it out in the earthly world of the earth, of the seen world. The forever person did not have any contact with the earthly world, but was to manage it, have rulership over it, subdue it, and if it got out of order, to bring the rulership and influence of its homeland, kingdom of heaven, from the realm of the spirit to it and to the earth and to the seen world on the earth and to the earth itself. Phew! A king for sure, with lots of responsibilities and lands to rule and reign over, to shepherd, to manage, to keep them safe and in a strong and healthy condition. So out came the soul from the forever person itself, a connection to the outside world of the earth for the forever person through the helpmate, the soul's abilities of communication and expression, and then out to the physical body that was made of the humus of the earth, the dirt of the ground. The forever person could and would be able to rule and reign the seen world of the earth with the help of these two helpmates. The first part or level of the soul was called its subconscious awareness, a hidden person of the heart, sort of speaking, that would be in direct, intimate contact with the forever person, one with it, like being married to it, very intimate, and would be its direct expression of it and its voice, its mind, its thoughts and desires, and its will and rulership out to the world on the earth. Then the subconsciousness, the helpmate, had its own helpmate, its conscious awareness, connected to the physical body's 5 senses of taste, touch, smell, hearing, and seeing that would help the subconsciousness part of this kingdom, the helpmate of the forever person, to be educated from the seen world, thus to properly and appropriately communicate and express the forever person out into the realm on the earth. The 5 senses of the physical body provided information, images, sounds, taste, pain, or pleasure to the soul's subconsciousness and its awareness, that educated it, provided disinformation from and about the physical body and its surroundings and its condition to help its system to be safe, prosperous, and safely and properly express the forever person, the king of the system, for all to see and hear. All were working together, a unit of 3 that were 1, a combination of seen and unseen, a combination of earthly knowledge, 2 consciousnesses, 2 awarenesses, and the person of the spirit, the forever person. And this pattern of the true and righteous kingdom, its system within a human, went on for some time until it was challenged and it did not hold up under a test that was deceptive. The soul of the kingdom was encouraged to take the leadership of the system. And it did, and all three fell out of their righteous and proper order into the system we know today within ourselves, the kingdom of darkness, of ignorance. This new kingdom developed and became stronger and was no longer the kingdom of love, joy, and peace, the expression of the forever person. No, but one of lust of the soul through its earthly eyes, its lust of its flesh and its pride of itself, its own life, which desired to serve no one but itself as being the rightful king of this system. Such sorrow of heart set in to the forever person and its system. The soul's lust covered the forever person in a veil sort of foreskin, and the forever person was sort of locked in a dark dungeon of captivity and slavery. For it still had great powers, skills, abilities to communicate to the soul, and ancient knowledge that the soul, the new king, the new ruler of the system, wanted and needed. Then the soul enslaved the physical body to be its slave, to satisfy its deep lust for pleasure through all of its senses, and to feel loved and good. The soul was trying to make itself believe and feel it was the rightful leader, king of this kingdom of three, and it had to get the other two parts of itself to bow to its demands or be punished and tormented until they did. So this is the beginning of our three-part system, the kingdom within and its road to being unhealthy and diseased, without love, joy, and peace ruling its system and being the very life of the parts themselves. Death, disease, and sickness would become the life of the kingdom within. The soul would try to hide its unhealthy condition, but because of its deep oneness with the physical body would be the voice, the expression of this soul and its unhealthy condition. The soul would also be affected by the conditions of the forever person's spiritual condition of darkness, slavery, bondage and ignorance of its true self and its true kingship of the kingdom within. So, you and your kingdom within, and its sickness and its diseases of itself and of the forever person, is always expressed out through the physical body for all to see and know. The soul tries to hide its true conditions and can for a while, but with time, the unhealthy conditions and its illegal rulership of the kingdom within will be expressed in words and deeds for all to see. So right from the womb, the illegal king, the soul, was in charge of the kingdom within and all of its systems. So we all were born in this unhealthy condition, with an illegal king ruling and reigning the three parts of us, and all living under the fear of death for the rebellion of original laws designed for the kingdom within and who was to rule by love, joy, and peace. And that is just a short lesson on the beginnings of humanity's three-part system and its unhealthy condition that all of us have until it can be returned to its rightful order. And with the forever person, once again the king, and ruling from the foundations of love, joy, and peace, and all is in order as in the ancient beginnings. And that ends this lesson, lesson number 7 of mental health and the forever person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math, a course in the school of light. I have enjoyed bringing this ancient yet maybe new concepts to your awareness to consider and ponder. Please come back and listen to lesson number 8 entitled, What Are the Unhealthy Characteristics of This King, the Soul's Subconsciousness? It has been an honor to have you listen to this lesson number 7. So until the next lesson number 8, take care and keep learning and growing. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah, a teacher in the School of Life, a ministry of the Global Teaching Ministry of Agape Love. Love is here, a global ministry. Love always, and I'll see you next time.